I mean, Bud Light is just so ass backwards and fucking ignorant. I mean, here they are. They're like, okay, let's try to market to the trans. Oh no, that didn't work. So now let's market to the clans. We started with trannies. Now
The
we're trying to sell to the
That's
clannies.
a great name of an episode.
Entertainment purposes only. You'd be an idiot to listen to anything these degenerates say. Invest at your own risk, do research, but seriously don't listen to these ass clowns. Now enjoy Cash Daddies.
All right, welcome to Cash Daddies. We're banking fatties. Bang, bro. Chaos week. Welcome to chaos, everybody. So crazy out there. Join me as always from WeWork. Johnny Woodard and Ron. Ron's in the back. Hey, Ron, how's it going?
Always
Hope you're doing
working.
well. He's always working, bro. Do you think this show promotes itself? Ron's out there tweeting our fans and getting it going. And from Abraham Lincoln's shed that he grew up in, howie doey, everybody.
It is, man. It is. It's killing me. It's killing me. I got bit by 30,000 mosquitoes yesterday.
Bro, I got bit by a bee.
A bee?
You got bit by a bee?
No, I stung.
Oh, that's the worst.
The worst, but dude, I took it like it. I was with my kids, and I just took it like a man.
Yeah,
I could not
just
believe
it.
Oh,
I don't know what's
got
worse.
This.
You kind of just one-upped Howie, because Howie said you got bitten by a million mosquitoes, but you got bitten by a bee, which is worse.
He's worse.
I think a bee is worse,
yeah.
Right?
When I was upstate New York mosquitoes are just thirsty, dude.
No, plus they're like they're the size of like small birds, man. Like when they hit you, you can feel it going in. You're like, ah, god damn it. You slap one and it looks like a murder scene. Like the whole left side of your arm.
And then you think about like what kind of blood is that? You know, is that a dog? Is that from a fucking mole rat that's like crawling around? Ugh.
Could be
I've
anything.
Never thought that in my life ever. I
really?
Know
when you smash it and you see the blood,
ball?
you don't think where is that blood from?
I'll tell
that.
You what. No. When I was 10 years old, man, I was sitting next to my mother and her best friend, and I had left my socks out overnight on the deck. And I went out and I put my socks on, and they're drinking coffee. It's like 10 in the morning, get ready to go play basketball. And all of a sudden, they turned around. They thought I had Tourette's. I yelled out as loud as I could. Motherfucking cunt, cocksucker, cunt, bitch, whore. I screamed like eight.
Come on, you know there was at least two N-bombs in there as well.
Yeah.
No,
sure.
I don't know, but I did say a lot of bad shit. And I pulled off the sock, and I had like six white-ass hornets stuck to my foot, just taking turns stinging me.
Wow.
I got stung like 13 fucking times. I had to have my foot in like a bucket of baking soda for like the next week. It was terrible.
Did you guys have those things called cow killers where you're from, upstate New York? Those like ants that are fire red with like black stripes, but they're this big and they're like hairy and they make like a sound like
Jesus
like that.
Christ, Johnny.
They're
oh,
called
I
cow
think
killers.
So.
It's the worst pain to be stung
they
by one of those. Oh God, yeah, that's why they're called cow killers, because of the pain. It's just like, oh, it's like a just a like a somebody torched a nail until it was red hot and just poked it into your heel.
Yeah, it's like fire ants down south, man. We got too many.
Yeah, no, nah, yeah, it's fire ants
you
are
know,
gnarly too.
You trade with China, there's positives, there's also negatives. You're gonna get stuck by a fucking three cock flying fucking thing with metal teeth. That's the problem.
It's called a red velvet ant, is what it's called, the cow killer.
Dude, fire ants are the worst thing. When I lived in Georgia, holy shit.
Guys, welcome to the number one insect podcast on planet Earth. Nobody talks insects more than us. Guys, chaos. Who knows what's going on in the world economy? Who knows what's real? Who knows what's fake? Target's getting boycotted again. Now, there's another boycott on Target. Which is going to upset my daughters because they love making their dad go broke.
Wait, when you're saying another one, are you talking about the one about the guy with like the gay Satan gear?
Yeah,
or
that's
is it...
So what, something happened before with Target. This was like 2016. People were going to boycott Target. Now we're back to boycotting Target again. I mean, some of this stuff that they're selling is insanity.
It's ridiculous.
And it's just like, you saw what happened with Bud Light. Again, yeah. Howie, this seems to be the theme of our show is ESG more lucrative than actually selling products?
I'm going to tell you, fucking Uncle Howie's changing his tune as of today, because 1 month after this Bud Light shit went down, the stock price didn't change a lot. Went down a little bit, but then it bounced back up. Listen, JP Morgan came out today and they feel that the consistent lack of sales of Bud Light is going to hurt InBev's bottom line going forward. So I changed my tune, man. For the first time in years, BUD, I wouldn't buy it, man. I mean, I'm looking to buy it at 58. It's dropped from 66. And the negative news that I've heard today, I wouldn't fuck with it, because I think that this company, along with the boycott, has a few other issues, and it may take them a while to come back. Meanwhile, you got Molson Coors, TAP, kicking the shit out of it. So you want to buy a, you want to look to buy a beer going into July 4th. I'd stay the fuck away from Bud.
Well, you know, Budweiser is now trying to get back their patriotic listeners or their patriotic, you know, customers by putting camouflage on a bottle. And
so funny.
You know, this lets you know how far away woke boardrooms are from actual real people.
They
piss in a can. That's what you sell. You sell piss in a can. Look. And the people who drink that piss are usually broke, right? They're not the richest people in the world. So it's like, it's so crazy to me that like Bud Light's like, let's put a camouflage on a can. They're like, no, this is what you do. You take Bud Light, you go out to like Miami, Vegas, San Diego, and you just have hot chicks titty fuck themselves with their bottles. And that is your ad. There you go. Bud Light, titty fucking America. That's your ad.
They can't do it now. They've already boxed themselves in the corner. You know what's interesting, though? You mentioned Molson Coors. They came out with that hideous thing last week with, you know, Alana Glazer from Broad City. And I wonder, it seems like they're kind of skating, because I feel like we can only have one of these things in our head as a culture at one time. So maybe they were smart to put that out in the wake of this last thing.
Well,
you know?
they took it down too. They didn't like,
right, but they're not suffering it, it seems. I mean,
it was a stupid commercial. It was
women
have been drinking, you know, Coors for years. Yeah. I've never met a chick to drink Coors. I mean, if he did, you know,
they didn't drink it, Howie. They made it. They
just
made all our beer.
Some New York broad bitching about how hard it is to be chicks. Like, it's like, I took down a video on Instagram last night. A woman is bouncing on a ball.
I saw that.
Yeah. Right. And she needs a bleacher hole. Okay. And it's like right there for everybody. And then you have this fucking broad from Broad City telling us women don't want to be treated like sex objects. The reason that didn't resonate, because it's more annoying than infuriating. Do you know what I'm saying? It's just
that was
like,
laughable. That commercial was fucking just laughable. You had to laugh and be like, what are they doing? I mean, Bud Light is just so ass backwards and fucking ignorant. I mean, here they are. They're like, okay, let's try to market to the trans. Oh, no, that didn't work. So now let's market to the clans. Started with trannies. Now we're trying to sell to the clannies.
That's a great name of an episode, from trans to clans.
Yeah, from trans to clans, Bud Light. So you're trying to grow a dick. You want a dick? Okay, we'll sell to you. You like to wear a white robe and double fist with two Bud Lights? Hell yeah, we like you too.
Shows
like,
you how little they think.
Get the fuck out of here.
They think nothing. It shows you how little they think of us, you know, and their own customers. It's funny how many of these brands have contempt for their own customers, because that is just the most basic appeal to, oh, you love the military. You know, it's like what the NFL does with all the flyovers and shit. It just, it's just contempt for us and shows it's, that they think we're
it,
just.
It is.
They're so out of touch. And where are they out of? Norway or whatever?
InBev? I don't know.
Oh, InBev? Belgium.
Belgium.
Yeah, dude. But so, the only people drink Bud Light are broke people. And people in Vegas, because that's the cheapest beer you could buy.
College kids drink it.
Yeah.
It's on college draft. Kids. Yeah. That's it. It's on draft a lot of places.
But Budweiser is the most popular beer in the whole world. They drink more fucking Budweiser in Germany than they do any other German beer. They drink Bud. England. Bud's the number one selling beer. But nobody drinks Bud Light.
It's stupid. Bud Light is the tofu beers, okay? So, I mean, they were just giving us a reason not to drink it. But, you know, when you get into Target.
Can we look at that? I'm going to bring that up while you're talking, Sam.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's just.
Look at this. I was driving. Look at this, dude. They have tags on them. Look at this. Tuck-friendly construction. So you can tuck your dick in balls. They put it on the tag.
Tuck-friendly? That's awesome. I would rock one of those.
Yeah.
You can tuck your nuts. I mean, that's beautiful.
Like it's like this is like this fake outrage that people are like, oh my God, trans people exist. Nobody's saying they don't. I mean, like, that's the whole thing. It's just like this is exactly why people go crazy. It's like, why are you doing this for kids? Let kids grow up. That's it. But the real question, because this is a financial podcast, is with whatever anybody after Bud Light that does anything like this, you got to go, why are you doing that? What made you think that you could do something that Bud Light couldn't do?
You know, meanwhile, you got some of these other beer companies just like I love the fucking Yingling, which is a private owned company that probably sells more beer than anyone in New York City. I love when the whole thing came out. They just put up a fucking American flag. I mean, they don't give a shit either. Don't get me wrong. They don't care. But they were like, hey, let's just put up an American flag and just keep it simple. And I'm sure their sales went through the roof. You know,
this is why I do Bud Light. I would take $1 million and I would go on every campus around every campus and be like, who's the Bud Light girl? And I would do a national competition in all these cities to see who's the hottest Bud Light girl. Each one that wins gets, let's say, $100,000 in each city, right? And then the winner gets like $1 million. So you take all these and let everybody vote and you do a giant like Nashville versus, you know, Vegas. Who's hotter? Who's the hotter Bud Light girl? And every time you win, you'd have everybody running to do that, dude. Voting on it, everything like that.
Yeah, I remember when I was, you know, out of college, like we made a decision on Friday night where we were going to go. Like, what's going on at that bar? Oh, they got the Molson girls here tonight. Yeah, I went to the ones with the Molson girls last week. Not that good. But you know what? So-and-so in has the Bud girls. Oh, the Bud girls rock, man. The only one better than the Bud girls is the Corona chicks. The Corona chicks get drunk. They let them drink on the job. You're going to end up having one of them just hold you down and suffocate you. That's the good thing about the fucking Corona chicks. The Corona chicks were wild. If the Corona girls we found out they were in a bar, that's where we were going.
Now, was this in Cortland or Alfred State?
Fucking Alfred, you. That's
what were the Corona girls like at Alfred State? By the way, Alfred State is an upstate New York art school, Johnny.
No, so that's like, Alfred University. Alfred State was the JUCO across the street. So, yeah, like we had a big snowball fight every year. They had 20,000. We had like 2,000, they kicked the shit out of us. It was like it was like Little Bighorn, man. It was just, it started off with snowballs, and then five guys would jump you and kick the shit out of you. So it was beautiful.
Hey, guys, I want to talk to you about our good friend James McMahon at Copy My Crypto. Guys, We've seen so many people make ridiculous money from crypto, but did you know it's easy for you to do the same? That's right. The Copy My Crypto membership site shows you the coins that YouTuber James McMahon personally holds and allows you to copy them. It's like having a big brother who knows what he's doing. You don't need to know a thing about crypto or how to invest, as you simply do what he does. So let me tell you about James. He runs the Crypto with James YouTube channel, which despite heavy censorship, has over 26,000 subscribers. Since March 2020, he's told his viewers to buy 26 crypto coins. Had you put $100 into each, it'd be well worth over $123,000.
Wow.
Of the 26 coins, his top pick, coin called Phantom, went up 692 times from when he said. That one call alone has retired a number of people, including guys in their 20s and 30s. Remember, this is public knowledge. You can go to YouTube and verify this yourself. So if you'd like to join the 2,800 members at Copy James, then stop what you're doing and head over to copymycrypto.com/Sam. That's copymycrypto.com/Sam. That's S-A-M, okay? You'll not only find proof of everything I've said, but my listeners will get full access for just $1. Once again, that's copymycrypto.com/Sam. The recession is here. You can suffer like everyone else or choose to thrive. James is the real deal. Go visit the site now. That's going on there. A lot of craziness going on. Twitter seems to be growing well. Facebook seems to be weird. What else do we got?
Should talk about Twitter that, you know, it happened while we were recording Broken Sim the other day, but they've announced that people who subscribe to Twitter Blue have access now to 2-hour video uploads. You can upload up to 2 hours of video. And they signed Tucker to that big deal. So it's, you know, I mean, they're making their play now. Here's the move. We're seeing them kind of go into that. Will it work? That. I don't know. Let's see. I think it depends on how well they implement it.
Johnny, in the crypto world.
Yeah.
Tell Sam the little conspiracy that.
Have you heard this, Sam?
Oh, yeah. What's his face is dead?
Yeah. Yeah.
Look. Cash Daddy's is not condoning this because we had Dickie Hart on the show and he seemed like a real jolly guy that likes butt plugs and funny dresses. But
allegedly, yeah.
The rumor, and I've talked to two Hexicans and they say it's going around. It's Johnny, you weren't the first. It's definitely going around. But there's a rumor that either Dickie Hart has left the earth or he's hiding in a cave somewhere because he hasn't had one of his tweets. It looks like somebody's tweeting from his account. And all the positivity since this Pulse Chain or Pulse Dick or whatever it is, everything I'm reading is these Hexicans are finally admitting that they lost money.
Which did finally launch, we should say. He's been talking about it launching for years and years.
This is like when a cult leader's like, the aliens are coming January 7th. No, 2025, and then the day comes. He's like, I just got some word from them. They ran out of gas. It's going to be another 2 years.
Dickie got on a spaceship. I think he's going to find another PulseX to launch on another planet. He'll be back in about 1,000 years. But I'm watching this Hex. And, you know, here's a simple comparison. It's trading at 2 cents. It's down 74% a year. Bitcoin's down 6% in a year. So, and some of these Hexicans are still like, why would you buy Bitcoin? But you can see they don't have the fervor they once did. A lot of them, you can tell, have jumped ship. I've talked to a couple of them and they say, yeah, probably leaning more towards a scam at this point right now. So it's interesting. I miss Dickie Hart putting on a really cool Prada bag, you know, walking around with high heels. In a thong, I miss those days.
Yeah, I'm not sure I do, but that's.
I just heard James. I was gonna see if James can come on.
Yeah,
because James is still running and gunning in the crypto world. Like you gotta have a belief to be running and gunning in crypto still.
I mean, yeah, it's not Bitcoin. It's not Ethereum. I don't know what you're doing. You gotta be.
I mean, still to this day, it's like how many years are we into this? Like, I get that Bitcoin's digital gold. Gotcha. Okay. What are we doing with any of these other cryptos? Like, has anyone recently paid for anything in crypto? Like, really paid for it? Like, maybe if you're doing it like with some pirates, hey dude, just send me like Merino.
Honestly, Sam, I've seen through Coinbase, they have this plugin now that you can get in your web browser where you can pay for things. I've seen that checkout option showing up a few places. Like,
I can go to Ralph's and buy.
No. Online. Only online. But yeah, but like, I mean, online stores.
That's a big step.
Yeah. And then what it does is it kind of, you pop, it's just kind of like using Apple Pay or something, and it just pulls out of your Coinbase. It converts to
dollars. Like, crypto, it's looking back at it, I'm not saying it's dead, but it's almost like it's like just an American fad. Like, you know how you go through a fad for 2 years for something cool, and then you look back and you're like, wow, remember that? Remember how big that was? Remember we were into that for a while?
The NFT thing was absolutely that, I think. I mean, we were just walking down by Santa Monica on the promenade a couple nights ago, and there were two of those NFT crypto themed rental space. They had rented a giant space for, you know, God knows how long. They were both out of business. They were like taking down the letters off the wall. You know, it was like, come learn about NFTs, you know, and the people were there, like it was empty and they were just taking it down off the walls. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, it was, we had peak NFT, you know, during the pandemic when everybody was at home bored, and now it's
guys
gone.
On the show, like pushing shit out of NFT. Like, this is the future. This is art. And I just couldn't wrap my fucking head around it. Like, you know, how is this piece of shit, you know, BitBoy or whatever, how is this worth $8,000? It makes no sense. And
it's
now,
just, it's regular. That's art though, isn't it? How isn't that all art? I mean, it's worth whatever.
The problem.
But those are worth like 2 cents now. They're all any NFT. Is any NFT worth anything now?
Some of them are. Yeah. Some of them are. By the way, can I just say my hex that I was gifted $500. Thank you for that, by the way. It's now worth $44.36.
It's not bad.
Could be worse. It could be zero. You're right, Howie.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, I mean, so you had all, like, why did the metaverse fail? Why did decentralized not go anywhere? I mean, I'm sure they're still plugging, but it isn't moving fast enough. And all these things, these NFTs, like, oh, I own this NFT, one of one. Okay, what am I doing with it? What am I going to do with that? I know Joe Rogan has an NFT, that NFT of Elon Musk. That's in his studio. But outside that, what else do we got?
I know a lot of sports leagues, professional leagues, they were into it for a while. They were pushing it. But, man, those things got to be worthless.
Because you can't do anything with them.
Nothing.
Like, there's no app. Like, how about instead of teaching people NFTs, how about you work on technology to allow them to make them practical?
But what do you mean? Like make it like art so that it's there's some physical element in the
something
real world?
You can do with them.
Right, but what can you do with a painting? Are you hanging on the wall? I mean, that's the best you can do with a painting.
I mean, that's something. That's
right, but
something.
You can just buy a TV and put your NFT up there, you know, just mount it on the wall.
I mean, the whole point was that it was like going to be art in the metaverse that everyone thought was going to be here.
Well, that's just people who misunderstood the metaverse, though. That metaverse, I mean, from the beginning was supposed to, I mean, that's something that's not close to here yet. It's just the early days. I mean, very early days of the metaverse.
Yeah. Well, not to change the subject too much, let's get a little political, even though I don't like to get political.
But we know you don't, bro.
I've been watching this fucking DeSantis ass clown down in Florida. Just the way he's, I mean, this dude, I think he had a chance at one point. But this guy is fucking up so badly between Dizzy, now it's Nike, and all these fucking companies got power. They got a lot more power than you, Roddy. And Roddy's just fighting them. And the problem is, you know, when you talk jobs, when you talk Disney was about to, they were going to spend $1 billion to put some new job facility or something in Orlando. Yeah. And now they're saying, no, we're going to hold off a little bit. Listen, you're going to, I don't care how much people love DeSantis. When it comes to this money, people change, man. They'll vote for fucking anybody. So I'm just watching the way these big companies like Nike kind of jumped on Disney's bandwagon today and said, you know, we just got to stick to our own values, whatever. Yeah. These companies are trillion.
Yeah, which is slave labor.
Yeah, of course.
Like, that's my favorite thing about the whole Air movie. They're like, we're just like, we're going to take chances and be risky and just believe in ourselves. Oh, yeah. And then we go on to create like child labor factories where kids make sneakers for billionaires. It's like, get the fuck out of here with that core values. Yeah, you have one core value. Make as much money as you possibly can. And it's going to be interesting. It's going to be really interesting because the will of the customer and the will of the business seem to be at odds. Who is going to win? And it, and more people like Patrick Bet Davis just had Tulsi Gabbard on, and they did a huge thing on why aren't the Democrats talking about what ESG is doing to the country? And they were like, it's devastating people. It's just, it's like causing a lot of chaos right now. And there are states that are pushing back against it, man. Some of them aren't the richest states, but they're definitely pushing back. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. It's going to be DeSantis's problem is he's super popular when there's another more popular guy in front of him. That's his problem. And he should have just rode out the governorship. And then after like 2.5 years, tried to run for president after Trump. But I think that I mean, that's a whole different show and a whole different story. What else do we got?
But you look at all those corporations. You look at Nike, and yeah, you got 10-year-old kids tossing off sneakers left and right. I mean, is it bad? I don't know. They don't have to go to school. That's a good thing. You know,
it's just Howie.
Put a little change in your pocket. You know, I mean, hey, back in the 1800s, 10, 11-year-old kids were working in factories. You know, then the unions came. Great. But listen. The company that you want to talk about, a company that's really fucking kids over, Nike. I'll tell you, a company that makes Nike look like a goddamn fucking just like heaven. Look at Apple. How about see this little iPhone right here? You know how my little 8, 9-year-old kids died mining cobalt and fucking something down in Africa?
I couldn't agree more.
I mean, Apple, we all have these nice phones. This phone probably took out half of a third grade class. Probably did. It really, I mean, this phone probably killed half a third grade fucking class in Africa. Have you ever seen photos of, there's 1,000 of them, and they're just in their hands digging, and they're covered in this poison from head to toe. And, geez, I don't know. You don't hear Apple really talking about, you don't see a nice fuzzy commercial with a kid coming out of a mine just covered in fucking poison and soot.
I mean, they're talking a lot about this cobalt, right? They're like really bringing that up, that all these like environmentally friendly cars just have devastating effect on children of third world countries, man. And you're totally right, man. This is when we get into debates, right? About like capitalism. I believe capitalism is the best. I love capitalism. But crony capitalism, which involves these investment firms, slave labor, all that stuff, that's dangerous.
That's actually true capitalism. That's like,
here we go.
That is true capitalism. Making a buck at all costs. I mean, no regulations.
At no cost.
No regulations, no nothing. Look, man, I'm taking over that town, and everybody there is now under my rule, and they're going to mine the fuck out of this cobalt until we make $1 billion. And, you know, it's been that way since the beginning of time. But you think there's a little bit of hypocrisy among a lot of these Wall Street firms? Holy shit. I mean, Apple's the biggest company in the world. Apple is like 25% of the NASDAQ. And ethically, I got a funny feeling that what they do could be the worst of all.
No, I'm with you. And then you do it against their image, right? Of like kumbaya,
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, they talk about these rare earth minerals, but they talk about how they recycle them. That's what they just don't mention where they got them from originally.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
they don't mention some little Zulu kid fucking coughing up half his black lung. I mean, black lung because he's breathing in cobalt.
Racist.
Down in Africa. No, I mean, I've seen videos on this shit, and it's like, God damn, man. If I didn't love this fucking iPhone so much, you know, I would definitely, I'd be like, no, I can't support this shit. But, you know, it comes down to, like, do we care that much about that 9-year-old kid over there? Or, you know, can I check out some ass on Tinder tonight? What's more important? I think we're all to blame. We're all to blame.
Yeah, we're for sure all complicit. I think capitalism is the best system of a bunch of imperfect systems. I mean, it's just another imperfect system, and it's the best among those from what we've seen.
Speaking of Apple, did you check out that, just to get an idea, readers, of the amount of money that these companies have? Apple signed a deal today for $500 billion. Actually, it was $430 billion. $430 billion just to buy Broadcom chips, which is awesome because Broadcom chips are actually made in America. So they're saying that basically when this is said and done and they sign the deal, it's a done deal. Apple is going to use Broadcom chips over the next like 10 years. It's going to bring $430 billion into the U.S. economy. And of course,
yay, Apple, that's a great story. How come I'm not seeing it anywhere?
It is good. It's huge. It was the biggest news today. I mean, you know, when Apple stock price went down, of course, Broadcom went up because of Apple spending money. But yeah, that's huge. You know, and I think you're seeing a trend. You're seeing companies like Micron, which are building a huge plant in Syracuse. You get a lot of these chip makers are building shit in the United States. That's a good start. It'd be nice to see us see some of these other companies follow suit. So we'll see what happens.
I mean, do you think that could happen? I mean, everybody thinks that there's no way that they're going to bring back any kind of manufacturing here.
Well, they are with the chips. I mean, Micron, Broadcom, there's a few others. Who the hell knows? They're talking about Taiwan Semiconductor moving to the United States. I don't, you know, I mean, that kind of tells you that island's going to get fucking taken over soon.
Where?
Funny. Taiwan. That's funny.
It's happening.
Yeah. I mean, when you see everything from Taiwan move to the U.S., you know it's about to happen. We're just getting out and saying, okay, China, it's all you. Take it over.
And they just opened their basketball league, too. It's so sad. The Taiwanese basketball league is...
Oh, is it big, Johnny?
Well, no, I mean, it's they had one for a while, and then I guess it went away, and now they have another one, and they have a few American guys over there. I think that's where Jeremy Lin got cracked in the face the other day. Did you see that? Where he got elbowed in the head?
That guy gets hurt all the time.
Is he, what is he? He's Chinese? Is he Korean, or he's Taiwanese?
He's Chinese by heritage, right?
There's some other shit going on.
Let me see. Hold on. Jeremy Lin is the first American of Chinese or Taiwanese descent to play in the NBA. So.
Good for him.
So yeah, that must be why he's in Taiwan. I wanted to say Netflix, you've noticed a new prompt on when you log in, Netflix has started finally cracking down on password sharing in the United States. They've done it abroad. And on Tuesday, the company released a blog post with the news. In addition to the US, Netflix confirmed it will also be rolling out the crackdowns across all regions around the world. And that includes UK, France, Germany, Mexico, Brazil, Singapore, Australia, among others. Netflix is for use by one household, the company wrote in the post. Everyone living in that household can use Netflix wherever they are, at home, on the go, on holiday, and take advantage of new features like transfer a profile and manage access and devices. They broadened their crackdown in early February to include countries like Canada, New Zealand, and now they're just finally getting to, I think they were kind of testing the rollout, you know, to see what the response would be. And now they are really cracking down. I think, you know, they had that kooky plan last year to offer a pop-up that said, hey, would you like to help your friend pay for Netflix, you know, instead of using their password, which I haven't seen any mention of that What do you guys think? Is this going to be good for Netflix or bad? I can't imagine it doesn't help them in the short term get more signups, right?
What you just said is funny. I was going to bring that up. That news is the most underrated news of the day. I'm going to tell you why. Because in the last 2 months, Netflix has gone, the stock price has gone from 300 to 356. All because they knew this news was coming out. I mean, people have been buying this stock for the past couple months, knew that this Netflix sharing, they were going to cut down, and this is it. That's definitely going to help margins. It's definitely going to help actual, not sales, but actual net income for the company. So what's going to happen now? The stock, this news came out, the stock's today at like 356. Personally, I think the news is factored in. The stock's probably going to drop. That's what I feel.
Oh, fascinating. Okay. That's fascinating. Yeah. What do you think in the long run, do you think it's, cause I could see people canceling, people who were sharing it. If they don't keep up with the content on the content end, it could be a problem because Netflix has been slipping.
That gets into this writer's strike, right? I mean,
I
think this strike is a lot bigger than people think. Yep. And you know why I think it's a lot bigger than people think? Because nobody's talking about it, dude. It is.
What do you mean by big? Like important or there? What do you mean?
I think that if this thing goes long enough, it's going to change just the structure of entertainment. I mean,
how so?
Because, you're already seeing productions get suspended.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had that before, though. That's happened before.
But dude, think about what's going on right now. Like the disintegration of network television, the spreading out of all this content over all these streaming sites.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody the other day about like Two Broke Girls and how much money that made, like the people that made it, right? And you're like, where does syndication go now? They can go to these streaming services, but are those going to pay as much as like a cable news show would pay? I mean, like, I just think it's going to get, everything's going to be completely changed. They're going to figure out ways to pay them less. The whole structure to me is going to change. I just think unless this gets solved quickly, which why would you, if you're a studio, you want to do that? You guys kind of got them against the wall with this AI stuff coming out. And
AI is not there yet, though. AI needs a human editor. It's not ready.
Well, I think it's partly why they are striking. I mean, not just the fact that they're not getting paid for all the episodes that they wrote, but no, Sam's right on this one. Look, these companies got their asses kicked for 2-3 years during COVID. Couldn't produce anything. Everything shut down during COVID and the year after. So right as they get up and running again, this is hitting them. This is the last thing in the world that these companies needed. So I think what Sam's talking about, you know, network television is a dinosaur. I think you're going to see a lot of mergers taking place over the next year. You're going to see companies like Paramount possibly get bought out. You're going to see like your NBCs, your YouTubes, your Netflix, your Amazons. You're going to see some of these companies getting bought out and merging. And it's probably a good thing.
One example of that, I'll just interject this really quickly, is what's going on with Warner. They just launched Max, which combines HBO Max and Discovery in one app. So that just launched.
So is Max the trans of cable stream sites? Like, it's really HBO, but now it's... You remember when nobody gave a shit about Cinemax? Like, this is so Hollywood. You take this little disenfranchised little thing, you make it devour this cultural icon, which is HBO, right?
Discovery Plus was huge, bro. No, Discovery Plus was huge because that's where all that reality TV shit is. They got
right.
Tons of
I know
TV.
That, but HBO.
But dude, what's the little thing? What are you talking? What's the little
Cinemax?
Thing? Oh, okay. I thought you were saying Discovery was the little.
How
thing.
Does Cinemax survive and HBO not?
Cinemax is still around. I didn't know they're still
it's
around.
It's called the Max. It's called Max. That's where they get Cinemax from. Oh, that's where they get Max from. It's from Cinemax. But think about this, Howie. Around. The old process for syndication was what? Show would come on NBC, CBS, whatever. Culturally, we were told it was huge. And then these cable news sites would buy the rights to syndication, which would fill their airwaves.
Yeah.
Where's that go? How's that going to happen anymore? Like,
it's not happening now. I mean,
it's not. The Jerry Seinfeld may go down as the most richest television actor of all time.
Yeah.
Because that deal does not exist anymore.
No, he got one of the last ones. I mean, those days are over. Those days are
over. Let's go let's curb your enthusiasm on HBO that's now Max. Where does that go? Does Netflix buy that from Max? And why would Max give that to Netflix if they're competing for the same dollars?
That's what you're going to see. You're going to see a lot of shit. You're going to see, you know, companies like Disney buying stuff out. You're going to have 8 to 10 of these big boys, I think, in the next year or two, just buying each other out. You know, it's got to happen for the fucking sake of sports. I can't deal with the NFL and the NBA, and MLB being on 6 different streaming networks. I can't. It's just
it's only going to get worse, bro. Because the NBA hasn't even gotten into streaming services. They haven't even gotten into that. I mean, that's coming, bro. That's coming.
I mean,
hasn't done any NBA games. Netflix, they should be like, dude, should we get into sports stuff? I mean, I doubt they will, but Amazon,
Amazon's got the Yankees because you got Apple, Amazon. Yeah, you got like 5 different networks right now. You know, like I say, you go to New York City, you go into a restaurant or bar on the Yankees getting ready to start. Sorry, we don't have Amazon Prime here. We don't have the Yankee game, even though it's New York City. There's 8 fucking million people. I'm in upstate New York. I went to a restaurant the other night.
Oh, Amazon has all the Yankee games?
A lot of them.
I thought they had Yes Network or whatever it was.
But for a commercial establishment, like a restaurant or a bar, to get it, they have to pay $50,000.
That bar has license, to pay, right? To
they got
to
pay 50 grand
exhibition
to air it legally. Because I went into a place in upstate New York the other day, and the Yankee game was on, and I knew it was on Amazon. So I texted my buddy in New York. I said, "Do you have the game on?" He goes, "No, we can't get it." And I said, "Well, this guy up here has it." And I asked him. I said, "Dude, how did you get the game on?" He goes, "Easy. This is my own personal phone. I'm streaming it from my phone." And I said, "What's the fine if you get caught?" He goes, "I don't know. It's probably like 20,000-30,000." And I'm like, "Wow, so it's not a big deal." And he goes, "Fuck them." he goes, "Who's gonna rat me out?" And I'm like, he made a point, but
yeah, you know. I mean, like, a real piece of shit would do that.
Yeah, exactly.
A real piece of shit.
So, you know, but Sam's right. If they don't take care of this writer strike soon, it's going to cost that industry billions of dollars.
And
billions.
The writers are like, I'm pro union. I want the unions to do well. I'm a worker amongst workers, but it's, you know, nobody's doing any groundswell to support the writers after they just went to their social media and shit on the middle of the country in the South.
Yeah.
For fucking ever.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know they did that.
That's all they did, dude. They wrote these god-awful monologues, tweeted god-awful shit, and now when you're fighting for your life, you want the public get behind you, the people you shit on don't care.
It's also hard for me to treat them like blue-collar workers when the face of this is all the actors and bands that are going out there and giving them private concerts and stuff, and it's just really hard for me to view them that way.
I hear you.
Yeah, me too.
And good news, Sam. Like, got good news for you. Ford has reversed their decision to ditch AM radio in cars. Did you see this? So actually, AM radio will continue in Ford cars. Big decision. Big reversal.
Well, I'm sure there was a lot of pressure.
You think so? The AM contingent. Calls.
Well, I mean, like, you know, there's a lot of companies that own, like, there's, you know, AM radio. There are people still listening to AM radio. And they got a lot of money. They love sports. I mean, going back to sports. Sports is a big part of AM radio. Talk radio is huge. I mean, what? And it's on both sides. Both Dana listens to liberal radio. We know a bunch of people that listen to conservative radio. I mean, that's a giant like information.
If I'm in New York City and I'm sitting in the car and I got to move the car, alternate side park, and you got to sit in the car for an hour and a half, I always put it on AM because there's
freedom. Hold on. What do you got to do?
Twice a week, Monday, Thursday, or Tuesday, Friday, you have to sit in your car and wait for the street sweeper. And when the sweeper goes by, you got to move the car out and then move it back so the sweeper can sweep.
Oh, my
God. Oh, wait. So what do you do about – they don't do parking tickets for that? Because, like, here you have to be out within, like, 3 hours around sweeping. And if you park there in that block of time, even if the street sweeper's already come, they'll give you a ticket. Is that how it is?
Yeah, it's an hour. You got 90 minutes. So no matter 90
minutes? Oh, that's great. It's minutes. Like 3 hours here, 4 hours.
That's ridiculous. I mean – but my point is, I'll sit there.
I don't know how you're 80 years old and still living in New York City. I just don't get it, bro. I just don't get it, bro.
I'm upstate right now. I haven't seen my girl in quite a while. I'm really not complaining, man. I mean, I love her, but, you know, I talked to a tree yesterday.
Where is she?
3 hours, and it wasn't bad.
But where is she?
She's in New York City. I'll see her tomorrow. But she, you know, it's weird. She actually came up to visit her sister. She was 30 minutes away from me from Friday to Sunday. I never saw her.
Oh, God. Should we be worried, buddy? Should we be? Nah. Are you going to be okay?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm good. I'm all right.
Is she upset about you about that special?
No, the guy, dude, I can't tell you. He texted me yesterday. I go, is it done yet? Because this guy's been working at it for like, and he goes, yes, it's done, but I'm having trouble sending it to you. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. So
He's not having trouble. Like, wait, go get, give him a drive to put it on.
He's got it. He just had trouble, something on his end.
Have you watched it?
After this show, I'm going to text him. Yeah, I think it's all right, Sam. I'm going to send it to you. I think it's all right.
How are you?
I don't like seeing myself. I don't like seeing myself either.
I think I found where I have to go on the road a little more. My road is, I'm not out as much as I normally could. It's been a slow year for me.
Yeah, I got to pick it up too, Sam. I'm doing a couple breweries here. I got one that they want.
I just got to sit down and anyways, it's a whole different thing. Do we have any questions or what do we do? What do we do? Can we do picks?
Yeah.
What do you got for us this week?
We'll talk about last week's pick, which is kicking ass. Tomorrow's going to be wild, man.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow's going to be interesting. This debt ceiling, it doesn't look like we're coming close to solving the debt ceiling yet. I think we'll get it done. But the market sold off today like we needed to. Our Pfizer calls, which were dead in the water last week, Pfizer's jumped like 2.5 points the last 2 days. We're looking alive again. But I pushed Oxy last week, Occidental Petroleum, oil stock.
You love OxyContin.
It was at 58, busted up above 60 today. Buffett's in there buying more. You got to have a little Oxy. You need a little Oxy.
That was my whole philosophy in college. You got to have a little Oxy on you, dude. You don't want to get it.
Were you a big Oxy guy, bro?
No, but the ladies love it.
Do they really?
Sounds creepy.
Oh, yes, they love it.
What,
yeah.
What happens to females when they're Oxy'd up?
Well, I don't know. They just take it from me and go away. I never saw them again. So.
Oh, well,
it's not a
situation
where no means
look
yes.
At you. Johnny's very smart how he answered that. Oh, well, no.
No, I'm obviously kidding.
No, we know you're not.
I've done a lot of shit in my life, but about probably 15 years ago, a dude gave me an Oxy. He said, you got to take one of these. They're amazing.
You
got
to take one.
And I didn't know what it was. Like, what's it going to do? He goes, it's just going to make you feel great. I took one Oxy, and for the next 6 hours, I never felt so fucking sick in my life.
You're lucky. You're so lucky then.
Then I passed out, and I was like, dude, whatever you gave me, don't ever give me one of those again. Yeah. You know, I don't do well with pills. Never have. Yeah. And I'm afraid of needles. Never been afraid of Coors Light and white powder, though.
That's funny. Yeah, so you're an uppers guy. That's interesting because
I'm an
uppers
guy for sure.
Yeah.
For some of us, it's incredible. Don't use opiates.
Don't use drugs.
Yeah.
Don't
use drugs of any kind.
No, I agree. Unless it's Bud Light. If it's Bud Light, drink the shit out of it.
No drugs.
Let your bush grow, wear some fucking granny panties, and just get crazy.
You're the best.
Ugh. Animal.
But all right, guys. We're going to see you over there. Our guest got sick at the last moment, couldn't make it. So we got some great guests coming up. Yeah, sucks, but things happen. So we're going to go over there to the
Patreon.com/cash.
I got to give a pick of the week.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, pick of the week this week. Look, if you don't have it, buy it now. XLE, back up to 80. Looks like it's going to 88. All the oil and energy, they're cranking. I think they'll continue. Oil's not going anywhere. Not in our lifetime, people. So buy XLE. I like it.
Right on. I thought you were saying Oxy was your pick again.
That was last week.
I thought you were saying like last week, I like it again. And that was
I still like it, but I do like it. I think it's still a good buy.
Right on.